This week, the New York Times reassigned its sole reporter who covered issues of race and ethnicity. Instead, Tanzina Vega will cover courts in the Bronx. Nobody was named to replace Vega on the race beat, and the public editor at the Times, Margaret Sullivan, wrote that the move was not well received by some readers. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik is joining us from New York. Hello, David.
Hey, Lisa.
Why is the reassigning of a reporter at issue at all?
A fair question. You know, one reporter's job responsibilities probably doesn't rise to the level of national news. And at the same time, I think there's insecurity among folks, particularly, I would say, journalists of color, but also readers of the Times. You know, will issues that Vega looked at be overlooked? Will the kinds of stories that fell into her range of vision be marginalized if there's not somebody responsible for doing it? Obviously, we're at a time where such issues matter a lot. You know, look at Staten Island. Look at Ferguson, Missouri, look in a lot of other places besides. And I think this bubbled up on Twitter and on blogs and on the web in part because of that concern and insecurity.
The New York Times, David, I suppose, could say that many of their reporters cover race in one way or another, that really race makes its way into many different beats. Do you think that it makes a difference in coverage when reporters are solely dedicated to that?
Well, I think that I could say yes to both halves of that question. I think that the issue of race and ethnicity and identity bubbles up in all kinds of stories, both public and private, in policies and politics and in the ways people live their everyday lives. And I think that there are all kinds of rich textured stories to be told from multiple points of view, multiplicity of interests and of origins and places around the country that can touch on that and illuminate those things. At the same time, having somebody whose responsibility is going to be evaluated by that, who's paid specifically to do that, means that, you know, they are, one hopes, keeping their fingers on the pulse of a bunch of different elements of the body politic and of public life more generally in a way that feeds back to that very question. You know, let's also be clear. The executive editor of the Times, Dean Baquet, has said that this will remain an important issue whether or not her job ultimately gets refilled. He is the first African-American editor-in-chief of the Times, and that's worth pointing out. And this comes at a time of great financial cuts throughout the industry and even at the Times itself, which has had layoffs. It's trying to compete against not only local papers but the Wall Street Journal, which has made a renewed effort to cover local news. And so assigning her to cover the courts in the Bronx, important as a metro story, important also to people of color. And, you know, the Times claims that nobody's really covering that on a day-to-day basis. The question of what's happening, law enforcement in, you know, an enormous part of New York City, the nation's largest, they say that's important too.
Okay, David, one more question before we let you go. Very briefly, earlier this week we talked to you about how Indiana's governor was going to start a state-sponsored, state-operated news network there. The update? He's dropping the plans. What happened?
Well, it was a news site called Just In, playing off the name of Indiana. And yet, as you looked at it, it really was essentially, by both the account of the internal documents obtained by the Indianapolis Star and also by just dint of what it wanted to do, it looked like it was a propaganda and PR site masquerading as a news site.
But they kind of knew that going into it anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, that hit into another insecurity, which is, as there have been so many cutbacks in traditional media, would this news somehow percolate out to the public, not just as information but as news, instead of as the argument or best presentation, best foot forward of an administration trying to make a case for a governor who himself may have aspirations for the White House?
Okay. David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. Nice to speak with you, David.
You bet.